used to be, if you wanted to escape from robots, you just had to hide behind a door, run up a flight of stairs, and that would have kept you safe. But now that's no longer the case. They are starting to do some of these tasks that were beyond them in the past.
So, Toby, the robots are doing something so simple, opening a door and letting the other robot out. What is it that really spooks people like me?
I think it looks so human-like in some respects. It's not actually very human-like at all. It's actually being controlled by a human. It's not actually making any decisions itself. But it is something that we should start to be worried about. And in fact, the chief of the Australian Army, Angus Campbell, was saying this just 2 weeks ago. We should be very worried that the bad actors, terrorists and other people will get their hands on autonomous weapons before too long, and they'll be turned against us. And so we should be a little bit concerned that it won't be very smart AI. It won't be Terminator. It'll be much simpler things that will actually be used, and that's part of the problem.
When you say simpler things, what are we talking about there?
All of us seen pictures of drones flying above the skies of Iraq and Afghanistan. There's still a human in the loop. There's still a soldier who's actually making the final decision to set off its Hellfire missile. But it's a small technical lead to remove the human and give that decision completely to a computer. And in fact, the UK's Ministry of Defence said that's technically possible today, and they have a prototype to demonstrate that.
Toby,
this will be a step change in warfare.
What can you tell us about Boston Dynamics, the company behind these robots that we saw yesterday?
Yes, there's a number of worrying videos. They also had one a few months back where it's doing a backflip, standing backflip, and there was another one where it's walking through the snow and being pushed over. Actually, this was a company that was owned by Google, or Alphabet, the parent company of Google, and I think Google got so concerned about the optics, the vision of what these things were, that they actually sold the company to a Japanese company, SoftBank, because they were a bit too worried about what it's looking. But the military are paying for this. These will be military robots that are used to help soldiers walk through rough terrain, carry heavy objects through rough terrain. So, and the military, of course, are very interested in the use of these sorts of weapons.
And is that at what point is the most innovation happening with these robots? Is it in a military environment?
Well, certainly there's an arms race happening to develop these sorts of weapons, but also, I mean, there's a lot going on in Silicon Valley, and there's going to be autonomous cars in our roads very soon. I mean, our world is changing very rapidly. It's hard not to open a newspaper today and not read about some advance being made, and some of it will be very good. It will improve our healthcare. It will improve our education system. It will make our factories more efficient. It will completely transform many aspects of our lives, some of it for the better and some of it perhaps, if we're not careful, for the worse.
As far as weaponized AI and autonomous weapons and military robots and the like, who are some of the other countries that have invested heavily in this area, Toby?
It's all the obvious players. There's a bit of an arms race, I think, happening between the US, China, Russia and the UK. And it will be a very terrifying weapons. Unlike things like nuclear weapons, they'll be very cheap. They'll be very easy to get your hands on and very easy for people to hack. So we should be very concerned. The UN is talking about this topic. I have spoken three times now at the United Nations to warn them about the risks, and as has thousands of my colleagues who have signed open letters and warned about the risks of going down this road.
And Toby Walsh, in the video, it's almost like every time we see these, it's moving to the next level. You mentioned the popular one of a robot doing a backflip the other day. What's the next step that we'll see?
Well, we'll see them going upstairs, we'll see them doing all the things. The funny thing is that the things that we find easy are actually the hardest things to get robots to do. So, you know, folding your clothes is going to be one of the last things that we have a robot to do, or your ironing. It's the things that we find hard that machines find easy, you know, playing chess at superhuman level or reading x-rays better than any human. Those sorts of things actually we can already get computers to do. But just so your listeners aren't too worried, there's still some distance to go. I mean, machines still only do one task. They may do that one task very well, but there's nothing that approaches the expertise of the human.